You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Proverbs, chapter 13 and verse 4. The soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. Laziness affects the soul of a man. Laziness is not just going to create physical problem. Laziness will create internal problem for a lazy person. There are a lot of believers today that the prayer they ought to pray, it's not prayer for breakthrough, it's not prayer for divine help. The prayer they ought to pray is that they should be delivered from laziness. They are lazy. And you cannot cover up your laziness with prayer. There are people who don't want to work. They just believe somebody must gift them. Somebody must give them this. Somebody must give them that. They don't like working. Every work is difficult. There is nothing you ask them to do that they do not find a reason why that job is difficult. They don't know that there is no job that is easy. Everybody is just working and being diligent at it. There is no job that is easy. You cannot cover up laziness with prayer. You can't bribe God. That's why the scripture says, he who does not work should not eat. That scripture is actually dealing with laziness. People who don't want to work. But when others have worked and they have brought food, they want to eat. They say, oh, but we are all a community. We all should eat. They don't want to work. There is a place for diligence. Many of the breakthrough people are praying for will come if they are only diligent. They will give you a job to do as a Christian. You will mess it up and then you'll be praying for breakthrough. There is nothing you do. There is no innovation you do. I've had to use believers to do work that I feel that, oh, let me give it to them because they are believers. At the end of the day, I took it away. The same person will be praying for breakthrough. We'll be asking God and say, Lord, bless me with riches. Give us money. Give us all of this. All you need is diligence. Laziness is not Christ-likeness. It's not part of Christ. There is a place for working. There is nothing. You see, walking is not the result of a fall. God gave Adam, when he was in his perfect state, God gave him work to do. God started in Genesis by walking. That's why he rested. You have no right to rest when you have not worked. There is no work that is easy. I've had to do different jobs in my life. And I can tell you, there is no one that I will say it is easy. Waking up 4:30 a.m., sometimes waking up 4 a.m. to get ready. When I was working in Lagos, Nigeria, those who live in Lagos will testify. I had to be by my bus stop at 5 a.m. I am not exaggerating. Anybody who had lived in Lagos or living in Lagos will testify to this. Which means that I must get up from bed by 4 a.m. By 4 a.m., I must be up from my bed. And I'm not going to return home until 9:30 or 10 p.m. That's how I lived. Just to earn a mega amount of money. What I was earning then was so mega. But I had to do it. Brethren, there is no place for laziness. In fact, laziness will affect every aspect of your life. If you are lazy at walking, you will be lazy at praying. Go and check it. You will be lazy at reading the Bible. You will be lazy. The only thing you will have heart to do is just pleasures and food. That's what you will like. Just pleasure, food, pleasure, food. You can cover up laziness with prayer. Where you ought to work, please go and work. There is dignity in labor, and a laborer is worthy of his wages. May the Lord give you wisdom. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.